Let's check in with ABC News correspondent Karen Travers. But first, Karen, let's listen to a little bit of this. Just a little something to get you started this morning.
Right?
Yeah, it's really quite the fight song, especially when they spell it all out for you. But Karen, of course, a huge Philadelphia fan.
Yes.
And know, of course, where will you be on Super Bowl Sunday anyway?
I think I really just want to watch it by myself. My husband will be allowed to be around and the kids, but like no Super Bowl party, not watching with friends. Low key.
You mean you won't be spending it outside of the White House? That's good.
Fingers crossed.
That ABC Nightline story that you posted on Twitter about the school bus driver getting sent to the game by all the people that he's driven. Unbelievable.
Really sweet. Yeah. And you know, like for the 2 weeks in between the championships and the Super Bowl are just an eternity. But it is nice to see the great stories coming out of Boston and the great stories coming out of Philly. That said, I don't know if anybody else in America cares about it except for those two fan bases. But
see,
we love it. It's
to
good.
Me, the Olympics are worth watching because of the vignettes that you hear about the athletes. You know, I think it's the same kind of thing. But then again, there's the memo. And frankly, Karen, I'm very confused about all of this.
And I think that's a reasonable position to be in because it is confusing. And there's a lot of very fierce partisan efforts on both sides to try and stir up misinformation and try and really just cast this all in a political light when, you know, at the heart of this, the thing I think is worth coming back to and really emphasizing is that at the heart of this, you have a significant showdown between the White House and the FBI. The president is poised to authorize the release of this memo at some point today, and that is against the direct wishes of the FBI. And there has been a fierce lobbying effort from top FBI officials here to try and get the president to not do that, and he's going to go ahead. And this is, you know, his FBI director. He put Christopher Wray on this job after he fired James Comey just last week. The White House said they had full confidence in him.
So what does the FBI do after this memo gets released? Do they come out line by line, defend how it's wrong? How are they going to play this?
Unclear. They're not signaling yet what they're going to do. I would be surprised if they don't respond in some way. They, of course, put that statement out on Wednesday saying they have grave concerns about material omissions of fact that they say lead to issues with the memo's accuracy. They're essentially saying the same argument that the Democrats are making from a political standpoint, that the information that was used for this memo was cherry-picked and leads to a conclusion that the Republicans were looking for. Now, what we're told the memo will include is that it says that the FBI showed political bias against the president. The Justice Department acted inappropriately when it came to surveillance warrant against Trump associate Carter Page. Democrats say that's just not the full picture. And that's what the FBI seems to be saying, too.
And of course, you know, loyalty aside, because the president has asked for loyalty from his FBI, from James Comey first, and now from his pick, and the Justice Department too. And officially, they're supposed to be separate entities. There is supposed to be division between the White House and whoever, and the FBI and the Justice Department itself. Do those particular rules and regulations come into play?
You know, I don't know about rules and regulations more than just maybe kind of standard Washington.
Standard procedure?
Maybe, yeah. I mean, I think the one thing, too, is that this House Intelligence Committee, the whole process there with the Russia probe has been incredibly chaotic and dysfunctional. I mean, the partisan bickering on that side has just been incredible between Devin Nunes, the chairman, Adam Schiff, the ranking Democrat. I mean, remember back last year, the whole unmasking controversy. And, and it turned out that Nunes had been working with people in the administration to get some of that information after he said he hadn't been. So that was part one. And now you are here. You have the Senate Intelligence Committee doing the same investigation and the two ranking members, Richard Burr and Mark Warner, working together. It's happening behind closed doors, kind of just chugging along. It's just such a notable contrast to what's happening over on the House side.
And I just had one final question. It might be the same question as yours, Larry. And go ahead, you first.
I just the memo came out today, and it's a giant nothing burger.
I mean, that's a favorite word here in Washington these days, but there are certainly indications that it is not going to be as expensive explosive as both sides perhaps have been saying it will be. We know that the FBI and the Justice Department say it's misleading. We know it's likely to say that this dossier, remember the Christopher Steele dossier, is what led to decisions on surveillance on Carter Page, but there are strong indications that he had been a person of interest for longer before that, you know, that that wasn't what prompted any of the law enforcement agencies to act.
And speaking of burgers, one final thing, the favorite Karen Travers Super Bowl food is?
Onion dip.
Onion dip. Boy, you're easy.
Really simple. I know. I was like stress eating it during the game against, I guess it was Atlanta a couple weeks ago.
Well, go Eagles. We'll be rooting for them and for you. Thanks, Karen.
Thank you very much. Have a great day.
All right. That's Karen Travers from ABC.